This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Sail away. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Throwback Thursday with Styx, brought to you by Master Z's. Your chance at a $25 Master Z's gift card when you tweet at 105.7FM The Fan, using the hashtag Big Throwback. Your nomination for what we're listening to next week coming in from breaks here on the Wendy's Big Show. Myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, alongside Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler will leap into these studios right around 2:30. Anthony Mandela and intern Mother Plucker with you till 6 o'clock right here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, thefan.com, theradio.com app, theradio.com sports app as well. And if you miss any seconds of the Wendy's Big Show or any other programs here on The Fan, go to 105.7 FM, thefan.com, click on Fan On Demand. Wow. It's brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
That kid segment yesterday, I listened back to that again, talking about the kids and the mess. And
I got a couple of calls, too.
The Gary description of his kids and the fiascos that they create, and then our kids. I listened back to that. I was like, man, it sounds as crazy as it did when I was doing the segment. Like, I just cannot believe that a majority of us all were like that at that age. I just...
I'm starting to grow through it though, which I'm happy about. I'm coming to come out on the other side.
11 to 14, man.
It took me till 24, but it happens. You know, maturity goes at different ages.
No question.
Like Zion Williamson, I think he hit puberty when he was 8 years old. Just a sigh from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Zion Williamson last night, the talk of CNN, ESPN, any cable network you want to talk about, any network broadcast station, number one wearing a Duke jersey, busting through a pair of Nike. He blew through a pair of shoes last night. Duke, North Carolina. We talked about it yesterday and asked what you were watching. Gary was sold dead set on watching Duke, North Carolina, both at 8 o'clock against the Marquette team, playing at home, first game in 8 days, and the injury made it a lot easier for me to turn on Marquette and watch that for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people did.
Made it a lot easier to switch.
I don't know what the Reigns look like after he went down, but it would be interesting to see if they dropped at all. I would assume they probably did drop. Like I don't think I've ever seen it like that necessarily before, where the soul and the whole thing just kind of fell apart on him. The funny thing about, there's nothing really funny about it when somebody gets hurt, but...
Sure.
I was just looking at Twitter since our show meeting and looking at all the different stuff that's coming out, because everybody's got a story. Everybody wants clicks at this point. And the title of this story was Why Zion Williamson Should Never Have Worn the Nike's PG 2.5. Now you ask, what is the PG 2.5? That would be Paul George, mm-hmm. who already has contacted Nike to find out what in the world happened, because obviously he's wearing his own shoes. But as pointed out in this article, 24/7 Sports is the website. A sneaker reserved for sales racks and dust collecting in mall-based stores, the PG 2.5 has never received this much national pub. The PG 2.5 retails for $110 and is currently on sale via Nike's official website for $92.50.
Whoa.
Making it the cheapest player signature sneaker available in the marketplace today. This begs the question, why is a 6'8", 285-pound big man known for inducing nightmares at the rim wearing a sneaker free of the swoosh's advanced tech and engineered for guards? It doesn't make a lot of sense for the Blue Devils to put Williamson in one of Nike's modestly priced models when there's other options available inside the Duke locker room. For the life of me. It says, Williams has roughly worn 10 different Nike models a season, from the Adapt BB auto-lacing sneaker, $350, down to the Kyrie 5, $130. From in-game photos, Williamson's pair of the Player Edition PG25 in Duke's familiar white and blue color way appear to be worn quite a bit, hence more given than usual in the midsole where separation occurred in a violent manner. Wear a shoe enough and pressure points will weaken in all areas. Built for all-around comfort and support per Nike's official definition, the PG2.5 is designed for the game's most versatile players. It's light yet strong, with a supportive strap and comfortable cushioning that responds to every fast, focused step. The sneaker features a foam midsole with Nike's property Zoom Air cushioning unit for responsiveness. And it's the PG2.5 is not structured to last an entire college basketball season, much less multiple games and practices. For a player as violent as Williamson in terms of cutting and stopping. See, to me, this was Paul George's shoe of choice in the NBA last season. At least the first rendition, maybe not the 2.5. This here, if you look at Williamson's severed left sneaker, the upper is fully intact, meaning the notion of bad craftsmanship is a misnomer. The Phylon midsole is destroyed as a result of weakened foam. That's not going to happen for most players, but with a worn shoe, it's not all that surprising, considering Williamson's size and strength. So what they're saying is, A, he's wearing a shoe that he shouldn't be wearing to begin with, and somebody at Duke or Nike should have made sure he was never in that shoe.
So they're saying he's wearing it because he's worn it too many times to be wearing it in a game?
Right, but as it points out in this article, it's meant more for guards than it is for big men based on how the shoe was designed. It's meant more for the quick step and all that other stuff. It's not really meant for big men per se. But even if he was going to wear it, as they point out, you shouldn't be wearing it during practices during the week, few games, everything else, because it's never going to withstand that throughout the course of a season. If you go to the NBA, a lot of you guys are wearing brand new shoes every game, whatever the case is, right? So you can't tell me that the number one player in the country at Duke, he's not at Parkside or Carthage or Carroll for that matter. He's at Duke.
Yeah, I wore the same pair of cleats like for a year and a half.
Okay, but at Duke, you're telling me they can't get this kid the appropriate shoe to wear, so this crap, and a new pair of shoes? Look, he's only going to be there 1 year. This isn't like Zion's going to play 4 years. And even if he was, who cares? If you end up doing his shoe in the NBA, it'll make up for itself all the money you spend giving him new shoes. And my next point is, what are the other Duke players wearing? Reddish and Barrett, also lottery picks, also top five picks. Because maybe Nike should go into that locker room and just start pulling out shoes they shouldn't be wearing and then explain to everybody, guys, listen here. We don't need to be practicing in the same shoes we're playing in. We can go. It's different if I'm wearing a PG 2.5, right? Who cares? I don't do anything. I walk around. It'll last me for a long time. But I'm not 285 pounds jumping up and down and doing everything else. 6'9"
and the craziest athlete I've seen in the last 30 years.
Right. Yeah. So if I buy it for $92 on the Nike website today, it'll last me forever. That's not going to happen to my shoe. Promise you. It probably won't happen to your shoe either, because you're just going to be walking in and out of the radio studio, whatever. That's it. I mean, maybe you play pickup basketball, but not to the level he's playing.
Right. No. Not even close. So that was your first reaction was, oh my goodness, how do they allow this to happen? The dude,
no,
the foundation of the shoe. Like my first reaction was, dude, he broke through his shoe by cutting. He's that powerful that he blew through his shoe and his other leg gave out.
Well, my first
on national television,
right?
Within the first 40 seconds of the game,
my first thought was Nike's going to have some problems on their hands. That was my first thought. My second thought was, I wonder if anybody had been around those shoes prior to the game that we don't know of.
Oh, man.
Conspiracy theory. That's what I do, right?
Oh, no.
That was my second thought. And then I thought that was really stupid. So I just erased that from my brain. But that was my second thought. And then my third thought was, well, now we'll see how good Duke is. Let's see if they can hang with North Carolina. And no.
And no, there was no chance. I mean,
their
bench
was awful.
Right, and you lose a player like that in a magnitude of that kind of game. And Leroy Butler's here. He just leaped into the studios looking very nice.
Wait,
in his lumberjack red flannel here. Looks good.
Matching shoes, though. Matching shoes.
So,
His Nikes haven't broken through yet?
Yeah, he hasn't busted through a pair yet.
You got
what was your first reaction to the Zion Williamson last night? Busting through his kicks.
This happened to him in high school. Leroy had shoes busting open all the time when he played, man.
Yeah, when I was poor.
Because you float. You float. You're wearing an Adidas hat.
Yeah.
You'll wear any pair of J's you can find.
As long as it match, I just wear it.
Okay.
But you know what? That's why I say the guy should have been, let him play high school, go to the pros. He can buy his own shoe. He can sign him a $100 million deal, and he's good. But my thing is this. The reason why I want to put this dumpster fire out, then he wore the same shoes when he put up 65 and 2,000 rebounds. It's just a freak thing. It's nothing to see here. Keep it moving. It's nothing to see here.
So the way you talked about it, it's not
that big of a deal.
So the way you talked about it, Sparky, when you're breaking down, like, why is he in that pair of shoes? I thought of it as
the school. You got to wear what the school gave you.
He can't go and get the 12 J's. He can't do that. It's rules. Mission accomplished.
Well, let me hear your rebuttal to that.
I just read the whole thing. He's been wearing all kinds of different shoes all year long.
But on that
pair. That he's been wearing, court, he's been practicing with,
cause they
and
want
playing
broke
with.
In. We want them broke in. We
oh,
athletes.
They're broke
we break
in now.
In. Yeah, but it's. I just want to let you
broke
guys
out.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
You will probably never see this happen again. This is once in every blue moon. And
see,
it
like,
happened to the best player.
I would have thought, you know.
It's not that big of a deal.
Like Leroy never should have been in that shoe.
I want to.
He could have did the same.
Could have been his lucky shoes.
Right.
I'm playing the biggest game of the year.
He's Zion Williamson.
I need my good ones.
You need to stop.
If he wore the same, did he wear these shoes when he put up double doubles, big numbers?
Listen,
he's 19
years old.
Dellavedova,
freaking
Dellavedova has a career game in Cleveland. He can have lucky shoes, okay? Because he did bring them to Milwaukee.
Every player has lucky shoes.
He forgot him in Cleveland. This dude here don't need lucky shoes.
See, they write these articles for people like you to go crazy. I just okay, just keep it moving. It's not that big of a deal, Steve. Trust me when I'm telling you, it's not that big of a deal. He can have on some Jordans. They're still gonna break. I don't care if you make them in China or where. I would like to make them in USA, but that's a different show.
Right, Leroy.
All shoes going to break.
Okay, but
Steve.
don't you think, and what this article says, and I tend to get down with it, different shoes are made for different wear and tears depending on who's wearing it, right?
Each company, but see, here's what I've never heard before. This is new. I never heard of a guard shoe.
Yeah, well,
I've never heard of it.
This is all learning for me, too.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever had to write this article about shoes until now.
I think that's just something somebody just made up. There's no such thing as a guard shoe.
Okay.
To me.
Got me.
I've never heard it. Because I see big guys wearing Jordans. I see little guy wearing Jordans.
Well, like,
I see big guys wearing, you know, Adidas. I see little guys. Now, you're not supposed to play basketball in the Yeezy Boosts. You know, those Adidas. No, they're not for basketball. But if it's a basketball shoe, some shoe's going to give. Like, I'm just glad he's not hurt. Because if you go back and ask the school, hey Duke, how many shoes has this happened? How many? They may say 3 in the last 20 years. It's not that big of a deal. If this was happening every week, we would have an epidemic. But it's not.
Well, the best part is this was the best thing to ever happen.
We're losing the fact that North Carolina blew him out. That's what we're not talking about.
Last night was the best thing to ever happen to that dude's career.
He should never even be out. Let him go to high school and go right to the pros.
I mean, the absolute best thing to ever happen to his career. And
you got to sell people on that.
For that fact, Phil Knight's life, I think it might have been one of the best things to happen to their career. I'll tell you about that next. But we'll have Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh coming up at 5:35 today. And the Celtics play-by-play voice coming on before the Bucks start
Let's go, second half
of the year.
Yeah.
25 games left. I'm still trying to find some tickets for tonight's game.
Well, maybe Sean can get you tickets.
I messed up twice trying to buy these tickets online. I'm so indecisive. And then
tell your mom to put on her credit card. You can carry it over for 45 days.
Can I just borrow yours?
Because ain't no room on mine.
He's got a wedding.
Oh, that's true.
My credit rating, $399.
Can't even pay for me to have a steak at your own wedding. Gary Wolfel comes up at 4:48, Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. What was your first reaction to Zion Williamson last night?
This is Sticks on Throwback Thursday. Master Z's $25 gift card on the line when you tweet hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan with your nomination for what we're listening to next week. Curator of Throwback Thursday, good old KS, putting this together for Sticks this week. That was a nomination by me. Just wanted everybody to know that. Got to hear them last week at the Admirals game. Sticks was there performing the post-game concert.
Any of them slip and fall down?
No, not even a little bit.
I'm guessing they drew well. They always draw well in Milwaukee.
Really well.
Yeah.
The whole place was packed. I mean, but the best part is like...
the original members gone? Isn't it like a new band now?
No, I think only one of them is different. That's Dennis DeYoung, who went off on his own and started playing different music.
Who am I thinking of? Foreigner?
Like any other old band ever. Like Led Zeppelin, I think, is the one that is going around with like...
Queen, I don't think, has anybody left.
They're all, yeah. We heard about that. But they pack in the place right around the third period because a lot of people will come
knowing
that the concert starts after the game. So it packed in right around the third period, and then the Admirals went to overtime, scored two goals in the last 3 minutes, and then lost in the first minute of overtime. So it was tough.
But see, what you hope for there as the Admirals is you hope that those people that came in the third period maybe never been to an Admirals hockey game before. And get hooked in. I mean, you got some excitement there. They get you to an overtime. They get to see what an AHL overtime looks like. On top of all of that, they get to see how inexpensive concessions are and everything else, and what a great family atmosphere it is at the games. That's why you have those concerts the way the Admirals do, hoping you can make some of those people into
no doubt
more than just concert goers for Admirals games, but get them to maybe come back to a couple games.
And the best part is those people that got there in the third period were not a part of the people that drank the building dry of Miller Lite and have an emergency delivery during the game because all the Miller Lite and Coors Light was drank out of the building. There was none left.
Did somebody forget to order Miller Lite before the game?
No, just...
It was a normal supply order?
Normal supply for a concert game, and it was just drank out of the building. Wow. By, like, the middle of the first period.
Really?
It was wild. A lot of people got there early.
Was it like quarter tappers?
No, just, I mean, the regular 9-ounce, 16-ounce beer.
There was no beer deal or anything?
Yeah, it was crazy. Just sucked the place dry.
Wow.
It was fun for me. I mean, any single time you go, let's go, Admiral! Woo!
Oh, so it makes your job a lot easier.
Made my job real easy. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. I was the best hype man in the AHL that night.
That's good, yeah.
Zion Williamson, best player in college basketball. He's too big for college basketball, I think, literally and figuratively. At this moment, he busts through his shoe last night in Duke, North Carolina, 1-8. And North Carolina takes advantage of the situation last night. Leroy talked about it just before. Leroy Butler, C. Sparky 5 for Baby Tausch, Wendy's Big Show. And it felt like it kind of covered up the parts of the game that were amazing. And that was Luke May having like 20 points before halftime for North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They were on fire. They took advantage of, like you said, Sparky, when he goes down, you look at the other two guys that are going to be top five picks and say, what do you got?
And they got something, but they had nothing on their bench. I mean, there was nobody else showed up. At one point, I don't think that bench had hit a shot. It was ridiculous how bad their bench was in that game.
I saw and you guys can scoff at this, and I talked to Gary. Gary will be back tomorrow.
You want to hear about some of y'all pissed off about the Zion Williamson thing. Wait till you hear him tomorrow.
And you guys are going to have fun when you talk about which kind of shoes were being worn and why each shoe was being worn.
Man,
Gary wants to, he called his lawyer this morning. It was
if you
nuts.
Suck,
he
and
can't
you're
wait.
A terrible player, you get the nicest shoes, you still suck. Okay? It don't matter. It's not going to make you better.
Right. Like, I got a nice pair of Hyperdunks, and I still play average.
You still
average.
Can't jump.
Yeah, I still play average.
I remember this movie with Bow Wow. He was called Light Mike. Mm-hmm. He had his favorite shoes, and Morris Chestnut, well, I don't know if he was his dad or what, but anytime Bow Wow put those shoes on, he was amazing.
Well, he threw him over. Yeah, because he throws him over the electrical wire. They get shocked by lightning, and then he can play like MJ. Plays in the
movie.
NBA. That was a great movie.
But, you know, again, the game in itself was kind of a letdown for the star-studded, you know, audience that they had. But at the same time, no one's giving North Carolina any credit. They're just saying Zion went down. Oh, well, okay, Coach K, let me see how good of a coach you are now, okay? Let's see something. You're taking, 25 points out of your lineup? Okay, but it's not the end of the world.
And I still didn't see that. The first thing I think of is Zion Williamson blows through the left side of his PG 2.5 Nike shoe last night. I think this dude is too athletic for his own good.
He should be in the pros.
He's too athletic for his own good. He's too big. Isn't that what happened with Bo Jack? He was too powerful, blew through his hip. I mean, you've seen some of the greatest athletes on this planet hurt themselves from being too athletic. That dude is too good at 19 years old, and he blew through the shoes because he is just that freaking good.
I think the next CBA is going to be a discussion about this because, again, the kid, if you have, I don't think you'll see a ton of kids turning pro after high school. But
I sure hope not.
The LeBron James and the KGs of the world, you can obviously, and this kid and the Dwight Howard, you can clearly see they're grown men. They were born with teeth, okay? Some guys shouldn't be doing it, like going straight to pro.
They can be in the G League.
Yeah, right.
They got the G League where they can make $250,000 but see, by going to the G League.
But see, the thing about the G League, the exposure at Duke is way better than that.
You're being coached by NBA coaches.
It don't matter. Some of them ain't good coaches. Otherwise, they'll be having their own team.
But Leroy,
when
if
you
he
want
goes
a platform
to the...
like Zion, I don't want some G League coach coaching him.
Okay, well, then don't complain to me about not being able to go pro, because you can go pro
and
make quite a bit of money.
People like him, though, that's a platinum. Now, you're right about the lower level kids.
Well, the lower level ain't going to get $250,000 in the G League. They're going to get whatever the G League gives.
Well, they might as well go to college there. Because the college, to me, is more exposure than the G League. We don't even talk about the G League. They don't have a platform to show their games.
What are you talking about? They're on TV all the time.
Yeah, but people don't know that.
NBA TV all the time.
Yeah, people don't know that.
ESPN carries some games, too, I
think. You think of somebody at the barbershop and say, hey, man, what time the next G League? No. I mean, when Christian Wood left, he wasn't going to put these numbers up here. People were probably watching him. Brandon Jennings, people watching him. When Dina DiVincenzo went down there, when your first-round draft pick went down there, I heard people say, let's watch him. But, you know, no one's really watching that around the league. When a college basketball team in the top 10, you're going to get more exposure there.
So Zion's using the platform of college to give himself more notoriety.
Absolutely. Go to the one and dones. It used to be Kentucky, but now it's Duke. That's a whole nother level.
So it's really not about getting paid. It's about getting yourself more exposure so you can be seen and make more money after college.
It's all under the same umbrella. And I just wish, I just really wish that if that wasn't the case, they can't go to the pros. If we could circle it back to the shoes, then I don't choose who this university signs with. They want to be with Nike. I may like Adidas shoes. I might. And they're better for my feet, whatever. But I can't just wear the Adidas.
Nope.
It's against the rules. I got to wear what they give me.
Right.
So in that sense, I would love to know, the analytics department, how many times has this happened? And they have to know whether they want to release that or not. Great. But it was on national TV. But I bet you if it happened in practice, we'd never hear about it. Oh, he just had an injury. Especially Paul George went through an injury himself that was horrific. He found his way back, though.
Right.
Back to all-star status. But I don't want to put too much on the shoe, then North Carolina blowing him out. To me, that's a bigger story, because had he played, maybe it would have been a better game. But North Carolina kids like, wait a minute, guys. Hey, we blew these boys out.
They're just a good, well-coached basketball team. They can beat you in a couple of different ways.
Well, Coach K got a little exposed to Steve. Because you relied upon, I'm sure North Carolina won some games when Michael Jordan left. I'm sure they did. Somebody had to be the Knicks, whatever. You got to have a game plan at home to put together a good fight, and they just did not do that. But if they want to put all the hoopla on Zion, I'll buy in.
Best thing for Zion Williamson, though, was what happened last night. The dude is going to make
You put a good question out there.
Largest shoe contract for a rookie NBA player in the history of this league. After what happened to him last night. Because Nike can't lose him.
Would you sign with Nike, Steve, if I was you? If you was him, would you open
Nike
it up
Nike can't
to
lose him. They cannot lose
him. I'm Zion Williamson?
Can't sign with no other team?
Oh, he can.
No, he can. Yeah. No doubt he can.
He's saying Nike, after this fiasco, has to pay him whatever he wants.
Any amount of money ever. $400 million, you need it. Because the marketing scheme is already built right there.
Well, everybody wants him. Now, Under Armour, because they'll take shots at Nike. Adidas.
I'll give you $300 million, so I know Nike's got to pay him $350.
Other shoe companies were tweeting at them, but I guess some of them say,
Sure.
These other shoe companies
don't want to kick you while you're down.
These other shoe companies will run that footage during their commercials.
Absolutely.
They'll and run they that footage during the commercial. So he is going to get a huge deal, no question.
But I don't think if he's got a mild sprain, allegedly, whatever. If he's able to come back for the NCAA, you play.
Oh, no chance. No chance.
Well, we should have talked about that at one point.
No. We can do it after the break, but there's no chance. Because if I'm Nike, I've already contacted him. Come on. He's the number one player in the country. He's got somebody taking some phone calls for him. We already know that. Everybody does. You have the best marketing scheme of all time. This guy broke through our best shoes. We're Nike. We're the number one shoe brand in the world. And this dude blew through him. He's never seen playing basketball until he debuts next year, game one, Madison Square Garden with the New York Knicks after being the number one overall pick.
That would make sense. That's a Nike dream come true if that happens.
Right, and he never touches the floor again. And
Steve, tell me after the break, though, should he play again? I want to hear your take.
So you think he should? No chance. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7 FM, thefan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. We got Sean Grandy, Celtics play-by-play voice, coming up at 3:48, talking Bucks and Celtics.
Are you saying his name right?
Yes, I am. Grandy like candy. It's Grandy like candy.
Okay, good.
Bucks and Celtics at Fiserv Forum tonight, 7 o'clock. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show after that game. And hopefully if you see a Bucks win, you can get yourself some free food from
what
Wendy's.
You mean, hopefully they're going to beat Boston tonight by 10. Cause.
Yeah, but if I go, then there's a chance they could lose. They usually have.
Why are you
believe in
going?
This stuff?
Well, I've gone to... So
you
last,
need to go back to church.
Last three Packer games I've gone to with my buddies. We go.
It ain't
here.
Your fault.
No
the Packers just got beat.
No. They didn't just get beat.
Now Joe Zinzola, that's different.
No, they didn't just get beat.
I understand that.
Let him tell you the story. Go ahead.
I know it.
Nah, nobody cares.
No, I care. Go ahead.
We got new people.
So I've gone three times with my buddies. I'm standing up in both of their weddings this year.
There is like a black cat on your driver's license for whatever reason.
We went to the Baltimore Ravens game, not this past season, the year before. They lost 20-0. We went to the Viking game. That same year, they lost 10-0. And then this year, we went to the Lions game where they lost 31-0. So I've gone to three.
Boy.
I lost 61-0.
I don't care what you think of Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer. The man's never scored a point with Billy in the stands. They've never even kicked a field goal on offense with Billy in the stands. And you're going to try and sell me on the fact, oh, Billy, go to the Bucs game tonight. Have fun.
Four interceptions thrown in the end zone.
What you need to do is go to Pick and Save, get you the biggest lemon. They have the big lemons. Put them in your pockets.
That helps?
Lemons, if you bury them outside your house, and take all the spirits away. And just go talk to your pastor. You're good.
I don't know about all that, but I'll get a Frosty instead.
I'm telling you right now.
Put them in your pocket.
This game tonight is on national TV.
Bucks going to beat them by 10, Steve.
Hold on. If they get blown out,
You are holding
into the postgame show and owning this. Because this is on you if they get blown out tonight at the game.
I'll do it. Yep.
Okay.
I'll do it.
So if they lose by 20, 30, gets blown out like never before, or something bad happens to a player tonight with you in the house.
No, release his phone number, Steve. Everybody should call him and yell
Please
at him.
Please don't.
Yeah.
You can at me at No Spin Radio.
That's a good
idea. We're going to release your number.
I'll tell you what. You go to the game and they lose by 20 or 30, you call in. You go to the game tonight and something happens to Giannis, I'm releasing your phone number.
Go through
a sneaker. We're doing it.
When the Bucks win, you win.
Sweating.
That's right.
Yeah, you ought to be. And if something happens to him, you ought to really be sweating. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. Willie's going tonight. Probably won't happen tomorrow. But with the purchase of a medium drink, 24 hours, right? So if the Bucks beat the Celtics tonight and Billy doesn't go, you get a free small chili tomorrow or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. It's the best deal in sports. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
I can hear you crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
with Sticks on a Throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. 1250 AM, 105.7FMTheFan.com, and the radio.com app. I used to play this song. It was one of the intro songs when I used to do PA in high school for baseball.
Oh, you did PA for baseball?
Oh, yeah. And then I would sing the national anthem.
So
oh,
this
the
singing thing again. He this keeps was bringing one the of singing like, thing up.
Well, I just want everyone to know, you know?
Anybody, you everyone's know? Got a side gig. Rami did comedy. He's going to do open mic on like 11 Coors Lights downtown.
Yeah, Rami did had a
karaoke.
Huge, had a huge night last night. It was his first comedy gig in Minneapolis. Sold it out.
Boom. Because I knew he was a little really worried. Because wasn't it snowing like a foot and a
there
half
was
up there?
A ton of snow. They weren't clearing the roads. He's like, I'm not even sure why we're doing this. I doubt anybody's going to show up in this weather. And he texted me after. He's like, dude, it was sold out. And he goes, and it was awesome. Had a ton of good reactions. So
that's sweet, man.
He's killing it doing comedy up there now. All right. So anyway, so back to your singing. Go ahead.
Well, no. So like that was one of like six songs on the broken CD player that would play in between innings.
Yep.
So I got to know every single word of that song. Through, back and forth, upside down, and
Sticks has a good catalog.
It was decent, yeah. I ended up knowing a lot more songs than I thought I would when I was listening to them at the Admirals game, rocking out.
So, who do you want for Throwback Thursday, Leroy?
Did y'all talk about the Monkees, the guy that passed away?
No.
So I'll just do the Monkees. I think one of the guitarists passed away.
Okay, the Monkees for Leroy.
All
Butler.
Right, so if we're gonna go based on people dying.
That's for Monday.
It was Memorial. Just the anniversary of Kurt Cobain dying, I guess.
That's
so
a good one.
I'll go Nirvana.
That's a good one. I'll go with Bruce Springsteen. He's not dead, so hopefully he doesn't die. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, my nomination. Anthony
Something
Mandela.
Happens to him while we're on the air. I'm giving him your phone number.
I'm not a black cloud.
We're going to release your address.
Come on, guys. Calm down.
That's far. His address?
Yes.
Savage.
Nobody I want people to go
anything.
There.
Like, come on,
it'll slide backwards out of your driveway because it didn't salt it enough. Nothing's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Is that a threat or a promise?
No, didn't you mention like you have a hard time salting your driveway like a week ago because it's so steep that
and
people slide this out?
My kid that works in the
20 hours of radio,
my neighbor's
man.
Kid
I forget every single
driveway,
thing I say.
They put salt down for you.
What do you guys got?
We're going with Train.
Train. Okay.
Ooh,
I like them
Train.
Too.
I like them too.
Pat Monahan is one of the best singers I've ever seen.
So the Monkees, Nirvana, Bruce Springsteen, or Train. Or go with one of your own. Hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM.
No hashtag, no vote.
So Leroy, you believe Zion Williamson, 414-799-1250. You guys want to weigh in on Zion Williamson last night. What was your first reaction to that? Because mine was the dude's going to make the craziest amount of money ever as a rookie. And then I also thought there's no chance in hell that I ever see him in a Duke number one jersey again unless I'm watching ESPN Classic.
Well, my thing is this. If he was my son, he would get healthy. If he's healthy, he'll play in the NCAA, especially because I think the platform that you want for everyone that's in his position, like the LeBrons and all that, you're a basketball player first. And if you make it so monetary, every other word is money, it turns people off. I would always think about my teammates as well. These guys deserve a national championship. If I can help provide them, now that's assuming I get cleared. If he's not cleared, if it's still bothering, hey, shut it down. Just shut it down. Now, football is a little bit different because I know people are going to be tweeting, well, what about football? Like, well, it's McGahee. He played in a bowl game. Hurt his knee.
Or Nick Bosa for Ohio State. He's probably going to be number one pick in the NFL draft. Right. He shut it down after like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he'd say, man, listen, things happen out there. But in any sport, even like going to the combine, you can, let it spill over like that. Kyler Murray, why would you even throw? Don't even do that. But if he was my son, go throw, cuz. Go show him. Go show him what you need to show him. Because if you're a talented player, it'll come out. I mean, if you can throw, you can throw. If you can play, you can play. If he's healthy, and I expect him to be healthy. I really do. I mean, God is good. If he had just a sprain, he got away with it. Okay, great. Just in time for like, say they get the number one overall seed. And they destroy the 16th, whoever it is. The next round, the doctors say, man, you're healthy. Now you come in with your parents, your agents, alleged agent, and just say, what do you think, blah, blah, blah. Hey, play.
Sparky, if he was your son, one of your multitude of sons, would you allow him to play
another
game for Duke?
Absolutely, because Duke has a $500,000 they paid to have an insurance policy on Zion, and then if Zion gets to, what, further than the 16th pick, he gets $8 million if he falls past 16 that the university paid for. So let's now talk about recruiting in NCAA sports, and let's talk about how many of these universities are selling these kids on paying for their insurance policy. Now, can somebody explain to me how that is allowed? How is that allowed? How is that NCAA approved? Duke, you go ahead and spend $500,000. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Sure.
Pick random school. Sorry, UW-Milwaukee, you can't afford to pay $500,000 for your basketball player to get an insurance policy? Well, that's not our fault.
Well,
you go right ahead.
A lot of it has to be with the branding money that you would then be able to allow and put in.
I have no idea. 500 grand's a lot of money, either way you look at it.
Well, you would think his parents would have foot that bill. Now, the university
paid for it.
That was straight Duke's money, yeah.
And Duke's, I think, is a private school. I think they can do whatever they want, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but isn't that involved in recruiting?
I don't know.
It was definitely brought up in recruiting, yes.
Right?
That's why I said all these guys
have to be having part conversations.
But every university has insurance on each player if something happens. You know what I'm saying? But not to that level that you have a guy that may go number one.
Well, right.
False pat. So, he goes in the first round to say 18, Leroy.
He's going
to
go number one.
But I'm just saying, if he gets hurt and he falls to say 18, all right? So just outside the lottery, still going to get a good contract with this first team. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't play the first year, but then he comes back and his career is fine.
Yep.
He gets the money he gets from that contract at 18 plus $8 million. Mm-hmm. What? I mean,
NCAA do what they want to do, man. You know that, Steve.
If I'm Zion's dad, go play, man. Go have some fun. Who cares? Let's go do this. Because what you're trying to do is get to number one. Is he number one if he doesn't play the rest of the year? Probably.
Yes.
I'm guessing probably, right? But I don't know. I mean, if you're healthy, go play. Let's see what you got. Let's see what happens. Because I guarantee you he's not going to want to sit out and watch. No. And I'll tell you the other thing that would make me nervous, if he doesn't play, how big is he going to get? He's already, 280?
Yeah. 285. Oh, don't worry about that. He's going to be training. He's going to be working out. He can go work out in a gym with the best personal trainers ever.
Have you seen the Le'Veon Bell reports? Have you seen them? That dude has been out for
a year.
That
dude's different, though.
And that dude apparently has blown up
because he wants to be a rapper.
Who said that? Who said that, Steve? What y'all
read? There's multiple reports out yesterday. Yeah, apparently, that's why the Jets are backing off on him. I think it probably came out of their camp is where I'm guessing the report came from, that he blew up to 260 at one point last year. Sorry.
Who said that? Pittsburgh?
No, it came it was a media report, but then there's
Bleacher
a story today
like that
the Jets apparently said, we're no longer interested because you got your issues.
I ain't interested in you guys either.
Well,
thank
fine.
You.
Le'Veon Bell may
say
that.
You're doing me no favors.
No, but I'm just explaining to you how this whole thing came up. So, but if I'm looking at Zion Williamson, and now he's not going to play, and you're right, he should be working out, getting ready for the draft combine,
that's
which he
job.
Won't work
He'll
out at anyhow.
You'll be fine.
And then, I don't know.
No, just get ready for camp.
For every Eddie Lacy that you find a million guys like LeBron that works out, or Giannis that works out all the time. These guys, this is their job. You don't necessarily see a guy take it off. But when you don't play, it can be negative and positive. You're fresh, positive, you know, and you can protect your energy. That's positive. But when you don't play, guys, these guys like the limelight. They love the limelight.
He's already got the limelight, though, Leroy.
Well,
I don't have anything else to prove, though, at this point.
It's not really proven. He already proved everything. But to me, winning in the NCAA, a champion there with that school is a great platform. And if he could do it, great. If they can do it without him.
No doubt. Dream come true.
But
dream
come
true.
That is amazing, man. I can name all the players who've ever played in NCAA who were high picks. They still played, and they were able to get their money. You don't worry about, injury. You just play.
But this dude isn't just a great player.
Well,
this dude is
even
a transcendent superstar.
He should have never went to Duke.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Stop.
That's his opinion. It's okay. But listen, what he should have did was went overseas for a year, play with grown men.
Made a bunch of money.
And then come back like Brandon Jennings did. Don't even go to college. Why even do that?
If he would have done that, he wouldn't have been one. He may not have been top 10.
Yeah, he was.
Well, because he's not on national television every single day.
And he's not doing that against grown men in Europe, I promise you.
Oh, he can
there
do that against
no
anybody.
Chance.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude is doing what he's doing in college against grown men in Europe.
Dunk red on him.
He's probably putting up 15 to 20.
That don't respect him from the get.
Child, please.
Nope.
That guy's amazing, man. He's still growing. He's going to be amazing. So he went to college for the platform. That's what I'm saying. The rules are
right,
you got to go
there
anyway.
I already use the platform. Like I get that I can win an NCAA championship. I can play
in
March Madness.
You may be a lawyer one day if you
want. I've watched this tournament ever since I was a kid. Don't care. I had my block and I hit it into the 15th row at Virginia. I'm good. I played in the ACC. I'm fine. I'm done. I'm going to go make my money in the NBA. And
since
it's
you called him a transcendent player, which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who is he? At the next level, who is he going to be better than that was a player before him?
Well, he's going to be better than the number one overall pick 2 years ago in Ben Simmons.
Okay. But that's not transcendent. They're two different players. What guy at his position is he going to be like?
He's the closest thing that we've seen since LeBron James.
Oh, hell no. He's not LeBron. No way.
The guy's truly
no
amazing.
Way, no how.
If you're he's a fatter version of high
years
school,
old,
he's a fatter version of Charles Barkley, and if Barkley played in the league today, Barkley wouldn't be the same player. Because this league is not about that anymore.
Fatter version of Charles Barkley?
Yeah,
that's what he
is. He's an undersized power forward.
Are you serious?
That's super athletic. That's what he is. At 285 or whatever the hell he is.
Nowadays is athleticism.
This league
freakish athleticism.
This league is about, right. And so he's going to have to get his points.
That guy's amazing.
But they're not, who's dropping the ball in the post anymore in the NBA? Who's doing that?
Nobody can
where
do
he's,
it.
Where he's going to get his points. Unless you think he's going to run point like Giannis.
He can shoot too.
And he's going to do that coming up the court. I mean, for me, I like Barrett better than I like him.
Oh,
that's just me. I think pro wise and college wise, he's killed him number wise. In the pros, I think Barrett will be the better player. We'll see.
And RJ Barrett was the number one overall
getting this stuff,
player.
Who be texting you this stuff?
No,
coming out of high school.
Dude, I haven't been sold on this kid all year. I'm just not there.
Well, if you don't like him, that's different.
I just don't see how he works in the NBA.
What
at the next
does
level.
He do? What does he do? You don't like? I think that
he's a 90 style player. That's where. If this was the 90s, I totally get it.
He's
like,
no
doubt.
I agree.
Physically dominating, imposing his will on guys. Yeah. That is what the 90s were, but that's not what this is anymore.
But like we've seen
that's
90s
what Giannis
styles.
Do every night. He gonna impose his will on anybody on him tonight in that red zone. I mean, in the red zone.
In the red
football.
Zone,
right? Thinking football. I'm thinking
get
football.
Inside
the
20, he's done.
In the paint, the red paint. We'll make it both.
But like if you see
duck on them.
Like Jahlil Okafor was a 90s style player. Like that kind of style of a game. Like you said, slow down, half court system. He's a 90s style player with freakish athleticism that I think mm-hmm. is still going to be able to play.
Especially
in this,
if you get in a system
game.
Like Booten. Just get out and run.
Or you put him in LA or you put him in New York.
No, you said it then, right. LA is right. I like
no, he's not going to the Lake.
I know, but
he's going
good.
To the Knicks. And if you give him Kyrie Irving next year.
Yeah.
Or you give him Anthony Davis next year, yeah, or you give him Kevin Durant next year.
Oh, by the way, we misspoke earlier. It's $50,000, not $500,000 for the insurance policy.
Still a nice
meant.
Chunk
right.
of
change. Well, that's a big right. difference in $50,000 to $500,000.
Yeah, but we know what you mean. It's all good.
Just I'm glad. We have The best part is like whenever we do misspeak, we have such an astute listener base that like
Anthony's
they know
supposed
it
to have our back.
That's
we
the
over
best part.
There, him and Pluck over there playing spades. Two-man spades. That's what they're doing.
They don't know how to play spades,
yeah,
okay. too.
Yeah, he does.
I've never played that game.
Told you.
Oh, man, I tried to give you some swag.
Couldn't even tell
you
where to start.
Hey, how
my
is it a card
God.
Game?
Oh, my God.
Board game?
Man, the people at the barbershop, I apologize. He don't know what spades is.
Hey,
teach me.
Leroy, you jacked up? It's been activated.
So stupid.
It's been activated.
What do you mean?
Wendy's Big Show, back after this.
Only at 105.7 FM, The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Leroy Butler here as well. So, when you were growing up, Baby Tausch, did your parents ever like have you in any type of regimen for sports or anything like that when you were growing up? Or was it, yeah, man, eat or drink whatever you want, whenever you want, no big deal.
I mean, like my parents were strict. Like, I was eating breakfast, I was eating dinner, I was eating lunch. Like, I had my lunch packed. Like, I would go to school every day. And
that's good.
It was stocked up, a couple sandwiches and stuff like that.
Nice, right.
But, I mean, it wasn't strictly, you know, this month you're only eating white meat to, like, make sure that you, make sure you're cutting down on some of the belly fat that you got.
Right, but it was nothing ever more than that. Anything more?
No, nothing too crazy, no.
Okay, good. Then I'm nuts.
I was never like calorie counting when I was 12, 13 years old.
Right. Good. Okay. I'm a little crazy then. That's fine. I just wanted to double check.
What do you got going on?
Well, like I've got Logan, who is doing the conditioning and the hitting
and all that other stuff, right?
Yep. I got him where he works out or wherever else. They got the high protein chocolate milk. And then they got the body armor or whatever else.
Okay.
So I have him drinking one of each every time he gets done with his workout.
Sure.
Right away.
Yeah.
Because protein is a big thing within the first hour, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have him eat a tuna pouch or something like that to be able to get his protein or whatever the case may be. So the thing that comes up, though, is we get all done and then it's, well, I want a chocolate shake or I want this. Well, now the other one, the older one now, he's doing weightlifting during for freshman football. So last night, he wanted a large shake. So I'm in the drive-thru. I have a large shake. Yeah, he'll have a small shake. That's what he'll have. And he was like,
oh, man.
Why can't I have a large shake?
What?
I said, because you're going to negate everything you just did by having a bunch of sweets or whatever the case may be. We're not doing this. No, we just did this
other
for an hour.
Growing boys.
Oh, this ain't going to stop them from growing. Trust me. The 12-year-old yesterday, before we got home, he gets home at 4 o'clock off the bus. We roll in at 6:30, okay? He had a bowl of cereal,
good,
two chicken pot pies,
okay,
a roll of Girl Scout cookies.
Thin Mints?
Thin Mints, yep. And then there were his mom's.
The full roll?
Well, she had ate a few off the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were all gone.
Smaller, too. There's only like 12 in the roll.
Yeah, whatever the roll is. Right, yeah. So two chicken pot pies,
a
bowl
of
cereal.
I killed a box in a sitting.
The roll of Thin Mints, right? All before we even got home.
That's a good snack, yeah.
At 12, dude. Dude's put, right, and he's growing.
Right,
obviously, he's like 5'8 already.
Well, how big, add context here. How big are we talking with the pot pies?
They're just standard banquet pot pies.
Yeah, you
like
throw them in the microwave.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's
a
good meal.
And I'm good with that because there's protein in chicken or turkey or whatever, so I got no problem with that.
Carbs burn off in the cereal.
Right, exactly.
Milk's
all
right.
So I'm a little over the top than you're telling me.
No, but I mean, like, for me, it was making sure, like, that I ate before I went to go work out because I didn't like
which I make him do.
I hate eating before I go and work out, but I got to have something in me because otherwise you're throwing up everywhere.
Right.
But if you eat too much, and Leroy will speak to this, you eat too much, then you're the dude that they're making throw up.
No doubt. But you also need to eat after you work out as well.
Sure.
You can't just not eat after you work out and go, okay, I'm just going to bed now, and then not put anything in your system.
Does this stuff blow your mind, Leroy, like the science that we have behind what the nutrition value does to like what you guys were doing back when you were in high school getting recruited by Florida State? Me, I guess I've grown up with the research and the development of science.
Of what you're supposed to eat
understanding
before,
the
eat
fuel
after,
what it's being put into.
But you also know that chart in your doctor's office is not for you. They said if you're 6'1", you're supposed to be 165 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that BMI chart's mean. So, yeah, it told me that I was morbidly obese when I was like 8 years old.
But they would say that with most guys who with a six pack,
but I mean,
joke. But you know, the thing about that, it changed from like Gary's era into my era. We had our own chef and we have certain meals, like based on if you want it. And then now is it to another level. But it depends on what kind of diet you want to
be
on.
But like when you're coming up and you were in high school or whatever or college, I mean, there was something to eating right before you worked out and then eating again within that first hour after you worked out and getting protein in, right?
Yes, you have to jumpstart your metabolism, then you have to calm down. Otherwise, you're going to catch cramps and can't sleep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's about hydration. And if you're in high school, you don't drink sodas, you don't drink beer, and you don't smoke.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Just giving you millennials some.
Did you see that he nodded his head at me like that? Like,
so it's too late now. You're already out of high school.
Come on, man.
Way too late now.
Best thing you can do for him, get him one of those big old gallon jugs of water.
Did you?
Yeah, I just drink a lot of water.
Walk around with one of those things strapped up on your backpack.
I got something for you.
That also looks cool.
So, did you know Leroy Butler at one point had a whey protein shake mix that I used to take?
The Leap
Whey?
Oh, that
was back in the way back.
Yeah, dude. It was a gigantic container. And I had the chocolate kind. But there was chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla, right?
How you say it? Neapolitan?
Yeah,
the three kinds.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He had his picture on the front of it. Yeah.
Man.
I don't know if it worked, but I took it all the time.
High protein, low carb.
20 grams or something like that?
I don't know how many grams.
My roommate freshman
None of
year,
those taste good.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, they started tasting a lot better nowadays.
I don't know if they make
there
it
are
to
some
taste
decent
up,
ones.
I was expecting for it to taste like ice cream, and it did.
Leroy's
definitely not like ice cream.
Leroy's, I was thinking, was like, oh, maybe like a chocolate milk or something like that. So I could drink it, but some of the ones that you try are just brutal. Now, you say you like some of the ones that are out there now?
Well, some of them are decent, yeah.
Like what?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like some of the creatines.
Where you'll just chug it down?
Yeah, where I'll just slam it down. Or like some of the pre-workouts are more the ones that taste a lot better.
We're asking a guy that eats all the time. So yeah, he likes it all. He's like Mike.
But my buddy, freshman year, my roommate, he was trying to put on like 20 pounds. So, I mean, instead of like a D1 schools where they would show up with like two pizzas at your door and be like, all right, these are gone before breakfast.
Or Thon Maker where they expect you to eat for an hour straight.
Yeah,
right. Every day.
So he was drinking like two or three of the... Board builders. And no, but it was more of just like weight packers. Like that you were just supposed to, it was continually to add muscle to your body.
The stuff that Mark McGuire was drinking was.
No. He had no injections into his back. So it was all good.
Yeah, so did it work?
He was okay. No, he didn't gain any weight and then quit.
Some people have a great metabolism. I hate it. I hate those people. They can eat whatever they want. And
yeah, preach into the choir, buddy. Preach into the choir.
I hate those people. I just say all kind of mean things behind their back.
Let's get Jay in Brookfield in here quick. 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250. Jay.
Hey, 100% agree with Sparky, I think it was, who said that he's not sold on Zion. I see Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett better prospects as far as today's NBA is concerned. You have LeBron James being just as athletic, but it wasn't such a three-point game at that point in time. So he's had years to build that three-point shot. I see him as an athletic freak, but Draymond Green with better athletics.
Draymond, that's interesting.
Draymond Green's a what, three-time, four-time All-Star? Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate
you know, I'm going to stay out of this because you know I love Draymond
Green. Yeah, you love Draymond Green.
Not a three-, four-time All-Star anywhere but outside of that system.
That ain't what the caller said.
That has him surrounded by shooters.
I'm just telling you what the caller said.
No, what I'm telling you is, unless you're the Knicks, right, and you take Zion and
exactly where he's going.
But wait a second. So if you're the Knicks and you can surround him with superstars to make him look better,
give him more space.
That's cool. But if you're... trying to find a crappy team off the top of my head. If you're the Pistons or somebody, right, and now he's the savior.
No, you're the crappy team, the Knicks.
Right, the Pistons may be in the playoffs. No, but the Knicks have the means
they
to get the free agent superstars to come in there, like he said. You know, you give him Kyrie and give him another superstar.
Well, KD.
He's not going to have the pressure on him, number one.
Because these top dudes do want to go play with this kid.
Oh, absolutely right now. Yeah. But if he ends up on a team board, that doesn't exist. Let's say Sacramento. Now, they're probably going to be in the playoffs, but let's say it was the Sacramento Kings. Bunch of young guys around him or whatever else. Does he have that same type of effect in Sacramento as he would in New York playing with superstar players? A lot of it, I think, and we always talk about this with Aaron Rodgers. You know, what's his career like if he's drafted by the Niners at one and Alex Smith falls to the Packers? Like, how different are their careers going forward? You just don't know. If Brett Favre doesn't get traded from Atlanta to the Packers, is he even a Hall of Fame quarterback? Do we even know who he is if that trade ever happens? Don't know. And that's the one thing. Where he gets drafted is going to be huge for his career.
I'll explain more on the transcendent player tomorrow when Gary's here, because Gary's all fired up. I mean,
way
like,
more than we are.
Dude is freaking out about it. He was calling you, me, Sparky. Like,
I block him at the 8 o'clock, though.
But that was probably a good call. That was because he was going absolutely bonkers about the Zion Williamson thing. So we'll get his take tomorrow, too, as well. And we'll bring it back at 5 o'clock, part of Pick a Lane. Jim Boeheim into some heat. That is a sad situation out in Syracuse. But Antonio Brown, Leroy, you still not making many friends with your talk about Antonio Brown. I got a couple of numbers I think
my
might sway you.
My quarterback is not available, I care about him.
I'm going to sway you as to why Antonio Brown is the best option for the Green Bay Packers. Wendy's Big Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.